This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9, and I've kicked Robbie out of the studio because an old favourite of Joy has come back in to say hello.
Hello.
Give it all there it was. did that voice sound familiar, everyone? Probably not in the afternoon, probably a little bit more in the mornings on a Tuesday. That's right. It's Hunter Smith. Hey.
Hello.
How are you doing? I'm good.
I'm really well too.
And what's
Thanks
it like being
me.
Back in the Joy Studios?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, I was just thinking, I have been to Joy hundreds of times, but I don't think I've ever been in the middle of the day.
I've done very early
and very late. It's lovely. The toilets have a beautiful natural light in there.
It's
daytime.
A nice change, yeah. Isn't it? It's nice
stunning.
With the daytime. I kind of like it a lot.
Yeah.
Well, yes, welcome to Joy. And the reason
Thank you.
We've gotten you in is because you have kicked off your Melbourne International Comedy Festival show. I mean, it's not the opening night yet, but last night you kicked off your preview.
I did. What do you call that? A premature.
premature ejected, performance.
Yeah. I did last night. It was good. It was a hoot. Yeah, it's called Daddy Hunter. And it's playing at Tasman Terrace right here in town. So sweet location.
Well, do you know what I love about it? I was looking at a bit of the blurb, and it's that you're creating your own little audition for Queer Eye.
It is. It's my one-man quest for Queer Eye fame because I am about to be cast in the Australian edition of Queer Eye.
That's a big call.
It's a big call. Don't pop it on your socials yet because the media don't know, all the producers.
Well, look, I'm really excited about this because my house is a constant mess.
Is it?
So I'm feeling like this is a great opportunity for you to help me improve my life.
Okay, well, that's a great point because, as you know, on that show, you have to have like a gimmick. You know what I mean? You have to have a trade.
So what's your gimmick?
Some wares to peddle. Well, the show is really an exploration of the things that I could bring to the show.
Well,
right?
I always, and you know, I've got to admit, like sometimes with Queer Eye, I love it and I hate it. Mm. Sometimes I'm crying immensely when I'm watching it and just going, oh my God. But every single time when we start the show, I'm like, they're stepping into a house that's kind of like mine. So yesterday, I had a bit of a cleaning frenzy, and my cleaner was coming around. That's how my cleaning frenzy.
Oh, you're doing the classic pre-clean.
Well, normally, my pre-clean normally means just making piles of everything.
Good.
Just putting everything in piles everywhere so the cleaner can just clean around. But I yesterday was like, you know what? I've got energy. I'm ready to make this happen. It's going to be fine. So I moved everything into the study. So I have one giant hoarding room
Genius.
And nothing anywhere
End
else.
End of the episode.
I mean,
End
you cannot step into the study. But now I'm prepared for the Australian Queer Eye when you come stepping into my apartment in Collingwood.
You can be the subject, perhaps, of one of my imaginary episodes.
I think that would be very
good. Yeah, because I think of Queer Eye with an Australian bent, okay? So picture, like, at first I thought maybe I don't need expertise. Maybe I could just be in charge of isolating the flaws of the person. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I could just be pointing out the problems. So and the rest of the Fab Five, we rock up to some outer suburban caravan park in Adelaide. You know, I walk in. Size him up. Let's call him Gary. Size Gary up. And then the crowd clears. The music drops. And I just give him a bit of, oh, Gary, well, have a look at yourself, mate. Your jeans are filthy. You vote for One Nation and you've got an AVO out on your wife.
Oh, well, there you go.
All over. End of episode. That's
done. Episode's over. Yeah. Everyone applauds. I mean, well, if you're looking at me now, what would you say my flaws are? Let's do it.
I
Let's
can't.
Go right
no,
there.
No, no,
you
no. Flawless.
I'm putting you
no,
on the
I
spot.
Do that.
Flawless. It's just my house. It's just my house. Everything's completely fine. But I mean, this is great. So you had your preview last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's Comedy Festival. It's officially kicked off today. Mm-hmm. Hooray. Comedy Festival is here. But it's got to be a little nerve-wracking when you're putting your preview together and you're piecing everything together and you're like, hey, here we are, audience.
Oh, absolutely.
Here's the work.
You know what the worst bit is? When you have a bit that you've been saying to yourself, or in my case, to the cat for 6 months, and you think, no matter what else happens, this bit's going to kill, right? And then you get up there, the first time you do the whole show in front of someone, and you get to that section and it just dies.
Did it dive? Did that happen last night?
It did.
It dove hard.
Don't worry, that bit's gone now.
But this is the craziness with Comedy Festival. This is one of the reasons why I love it. And stand-up is very much that kind of a medium, because you can go to one show one night and half the jokes bomb, and the next night they're the most rocking part
of it.
It's got to be really hard with all the different crowds that you've got, and you're just getting people coming in. At least with your previews, they're probably your favourites, your friends. They're giving you a bit of love.
True, yeah.
I'm a harsh friend, though. I'm a harsh friend critic. I just ask Thomas Jaspers. Sometimes the notes that we set down after his show, it's like, because what did you think? And I'm like, oh, look, I'm ready whenever you are.
Oh,
we're going to need a bottle, not a glass.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you're ready.
Well, actually, just last night, I had one of my best mates, Sean Molsey, who I used to host the show with here at Joy. He came along last night, and on the way in the way home, he was like, so are you are you looking for feedback?
Oh, my
or
God.
Or is the show set? And I was like, no, I'm not the best at feedback. I was like, all right, give it to
me. I mean, you're in a great career.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. But it wasn't so bad. The feedback, he was pretty good. He was like, there's only a couple. So he was kind to me.
It's got
to
be hard with stand-up as well, because it's like, you know if something bombs, but you just want to make it work so hard.
Oh, it's very hard to let go of something if you think it's genuinely really funny.
Yeah, if you think it's great.
Yeah, if you think it's hilarious. But sometimes, you know, by the fourth or fifth attempt, you think, oh, I might have to put it in the ground.
It might have to go. Yeah. It's time to go. I mean, but that's what previews are for. That's one of the reasons why I kind of love... I'm a big fan of going at the start and at the end of someone's run just to see how much the show changes.
Yeah, how much
everyone's
it evolves.
Show evolves so
Absolutely,
much.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, I was just surprised, you know, with a title like Daddy Hunter, that you didn't make the show completely different. A completely different topic, quite frankly.
Well, I'll be perfectly honest with you, Dean. As you might know, you have to really register the show... Yeah, to register the show a good 6 months out from performing the show.
Yeah.
So when it came up the name Daddy Hunter, I was like, effing brilliant. Like, what a great name. You know, this pun there. I could do the gay thing. I have a real daughter too. So
yeah,
it's a great double.
You are
it's a great double title. Then I came to write the show and I was thinking, oh God, not a lot here, is there? Like, beyond the pun.
How many insemination jokes can you do?
Absolutely. And to be honest, I flogged that last comedy festival. Yeah, so don't be put off by the name. It's choose your own adventure.
It's a cracking. It's a cracking title though. You've got to be pleased. You've nailed it.
Thank you.
You're kicking on in.
Thank you. I'll bring it back. I have to bring it back next year.
I think you're going to have to. Yeah. Every single time, Daddy Hunter. This time, the reality.
Yeah, this time, nothing to do with getting on Queer Eye.
Well, is there anyone else you're excited to be going and seeing in the comedy festival? I mean, I know you've got your show happening at Tasman Terrace at 9:30.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyone else that you're pumped about going to see or excited about what's going on?
Oh God, well, you missed Thomas Jaspers. I'm very excited to see the Grannies.
Yep.
Their CWA show.
Yeah, I'm going to see him on Sunday.
Yeah, I work with a stack of comedians, so that means I have like a sort of, I mean, I'm not obligated to see them, but if you don't see them, you come in every day. Like, most of us work throughout the festival, so you come into work every day and talk about each other's show, so it's quite hard to not go and see them.
True.
So
you've got to be supportive.
Yeah,
but
one
if
of
you
my
support
friends
them, they support you, yeah?
Oh, yeah, fingers crossed, yeah. what's really like is if your shows clash and you can't see each other, that's the ultimate free pass.
Like, oh, damn it. What a shame.
I'll never see it, yeah. One of my colleagues, actually, his name is Michael Schaefer, and he's doing a really interesting show called 50-50, which is about his testicular cancer. He's been a stand-up for years, but he got testicular cancer a couple of years ago, and they gave him a 50% chance of survival.
Oh, now I'm absolutely going to go and see that now.
I know, well, that's laugh a minute, doesn't it?
No, but like, this is what I love about Comedy Festival, when everyone just comes up with this little gem, because that's the thing with stand-up. Like, stand-up is... You can throw the topic out in the first 3 minutes. That's what Adam Richards done for years. And then he just does Mariah Carey impersonations.
Yeah.
But you throw that out immediately and then you just keep on, and it's just someone being funny and making you laugh. That one, I'm definitely going to go and have
to see.
He
was having a joke with us the other day because he's Jewish and a lot of his content's been Jewish. So his keyword on the festival site used to be Jewish, but he saw this year that it's changed to cancer. So
if
you put cancer in, it comes up. So that's it. Head to there and check it out.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, you stick around. We're going to come back right after this.
Sure.
We have the Daddy Hunter himself, Hunter Smith, here with us on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. You're back on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. Robbie is still out taking a break because I've got another Joy celebrity here with another former Joy celebrity here with us in the studio. We have the Daddy Hunter himself, Hunter Smith, joining us here on Mad Wednesday.
Hello.
He's doing his comedy festival show, Daddy Hunter.
Daddy Hunter.
Don't be put off by the title, because he's not really hunting for daddies. He's a daddy himself.
That's right.
But he's actually auditioning to be Australia's number one queer eye guy.
Yeah, that's right. It's big news. It's pretty big
well, I mean,
news.
No one knows about it yet.
No, absolutely. No, but you got to have a dream. You know, that's
you
how
know,
you
my fear is, though, when you look at these queer eye guys, they're very well put together. Like,
oh,
and I'm
yes.
like, I would love to be one of the queer eye guys, but I don't think my sleeveless tops and shorts that are constantly falling down are going to hit the mark.
Well, that's the thing, right? So as we were saying earlier, you've got to have a gimmick to get on that show, particularly if, like me, you're of average appearance, okay?
Oh, because don't you put yourself down.
You've like seen the American one, like that beautiful chef.
Oh, God.
I mean, he knocks out a packet of 2 minute noodles and gets Nobel Peace Prize.
I know. Like an entire season of making things with an avocado.
Absolutely. That was, he really copped the avocado.
We can't do that in Australia. We can't do that because that's the cost of a house.
No. Speaking of houses, meanwhile, the average looking guy, he builds a whole house and all he gets is like 5 minute screen time and a sweat
so
rash.
True.
He was getting a sweat rash all over in the poor thing.
So, what do you think your specialty would be? What would your look
so
be?
So, when I first had to think about how to look around my house and thought of the things that I know for sure, you know, I got a bit Oprah about it. And this is what I came up with, okay? I got books about women in in cults. Could talk about that.
In cults.
Yep. The Logies, espresso martinis, RuPaul's Drag Race. I could cover that off, I think. Composting.
And how is that going to help straight people? Composting would, I guess.
Mm.
I mean, Logie information, I think, would be quite good.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, but maybe you're coming at it from too much of a
gay
angle.
Yeah, probably. I'm not doing it right. I'm not doing it right at all. I don't know.
But these days they do. These days they do makeovers on gay people too. They're all.
That's true.
They
just started. They just have a new season. And yeah. I've got to admit, when Queer Eye started, I had a bit of a. I don't know how I felt about it. I was like, it's fine. Everyone was just getting a little too emotional. And I was used to the other one where you didn't like Carson Kressley.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like, oh, there was something about them that was really irritating. But it was right at that time where even the clothes were just insane.
Do you know, yesterday, as a good luck message, my mate Sean got one of those celebrity messages from Carson Kressley. It's off this website, Cameo. Have you heard of it?
I saw that on your social media.
You've seen
media.
The website? Yeah. You guys got to check it out. It's like cameo.com or something. And you can select from like 6,000, you know, not A-list celebrities, but lower down the spectrum. You chuck them like $20 and you send them info and they record a message to you. It's fantastic.
That's kind of awesome. So you got a very good, you previewed your show last night.
Yes.
So you got a very good welcoming good luck message, didn't you?
Absolutely. From the OG Queer Eye guy, Carson, yeah? But there's all sort of options. I had a look on the website. There's one, you can choose Dina Lohan.
Really?
Lindsay's mum.
Oh my God.
$30, that's all you need.
I mean, but this is even easier. I wouldn't have to worry about. This is like the ultimate present gifting thing.
It's
genius.
It would
genius. Be so much easier. You never have to wrap it. You never... Oh, this is perfect.
No, especially for gay people. Gay men, I suppose, predominantly. You know, they have a bit of an obsession with... sort of yesterday's stars.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Price-effective way.
The more obscure, the better. The fact that you can get Dina Lohan and Dina Lohan send a social message. But that would be amazing.
It gets right into the centre of my sense of humour.
But do you reckon that would work like an Australian version? I don't know. But then again, it probably could.
Absolutely.
Like if we had like a Marina Pryor,
Amity Dry,
Tina Arena,
oh.
Half the cast of Neighbours.
Tina Arena, don't take that back. She's too big for a cameo.
I'm saying I would pay for a cameo with Tina.
Okay, you're starting from
I'm
the
not,
top.
I'm starting at the top and not working our way down. I'm starting in a very.
I'd
very
like one from Lay Down Sally. Remember her from the Olympics? She was the rower.
Yes! Oh my God!
No, you pay $50 and get a message for Lay Down Sally. Unfortunately, she would fall asleep halfway through. Pay extra for
or
that.
Or you actually wouldn't know because she's just planking underneath the webcam.
Sally's below this table. Give us the $20.
Oh, look, I think we could. I think there's a definite chance that we could make an Aussie version out of this.
Absolutely.
Oh, look, I'm loving that we've had you back in here. Do you miss us here? You were used
absolutely.
To do the mornings.
Absolutely. I do really miss you. I do really miss you. You particularly.
Oh,
also
sure.
Everyone, yeah. I miss the morning text messages. I used to love the text messages that people would send through.
Well, we have people messaging in all the time.
Oh, there you go.
It's beautiful. It's great.
Do you
get
any nice ones?
Look, I'm going to be honest. 9 out of 10 times, they're pretty harsh. It's a little bit intense.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I used to love Radiothon. Because Radiothon, people text and say how much they liked you. And I'm like, where have you been all year?
I'm okay with the harsh ones. Last one, we had a really good point where the competition we did, we just said, everyone give us your favorite dad joke.
Great.
And some of the jokes we got were just classic. But I guess we're like, I don't understand them. Like, you had to deliver them really blandly. And Robbie and I were just laughing so much. What a way to dive into the comedy festival. So your preview's kicked off. Daddy Hunter, he's here, everyone. You want to go and see
him? Come on.
See Daddy Hunter. It's happening at 9:30 at Tasma Terrace 2. Here in the city.
Which is just next to Parliament House.
Oh, easy.
It's like a row of haunted old terror. They're not really haunted. Don't let that put you off.
I mean, look, it's a sunny day today. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, blow those guys right out of there.
And now you're just kicking on in. You're on until the 7th of April, so you fly on in now, don't you?
I am,
You've
yeah,
done your preview. Tonight's the opening night.
That's right. No nights off. That's it. Come along. It's pretty heckers on the weekend already, but I tell you what, Thursday night, tomorrow night, I am wide open.
Have you got opening night nerves tonight?
No, I reckon, even though last night was a preview, I reckon that's where my opening night nerves were. Tonight's going to be
chill.
You've
all had it all there. You've gotten rid of that one joke that didn't quite land.
Yeah, one section.
Oh, I'm just curious now. Come on, what was the section?
Oh my God, you really want to know? It's revolting.
Yeah, do it.
It was about how I bought a squatty potty.
Oh my God, no. Did that really not work?
I might give it one more go. But
I would happily just be like, as much as that's probably very awkward, and I've always thought about getting one.
Oh, well, you know what got me over the line? The celebrity endorsements.
Yeah,
have a look
completely.
On the internet. Hundreds of celebrities.
I mean, that's the easiest thing now. If we just pay a whole lot of celebrities to endorse Hunter Show, that's all we need
that's
to
right.
do.
That's right. That's right.
Problem solved.
And we can get them on Cameo.
I mean, I'm sure I can get Ben Norris to just get... Oh, no, you want celebrity. He's going to kill me for that.
He could make tens of dollars on Cameo. Love you, man. Love you.
Yeah, we do. We do. Oh, look, everyone, go and get your tickets. Jump on our social media right now and you'll see the link to the show. We've been spattering it all over during this little chat. But also jump onto the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website and go and see Hunter Smith, Daddy Hunter, his very own Queer Eye audition. You're not going to want to miss it, 9:30 at Tasman Terrace 2. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you,
today.
Dean. Have a great day.
Chookers for your opening night tonight. Bye. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.